angler holdings here about the loss in this state of Dasha Vodum, Los Nechach. And we did there of Taiva Shidavi Vodum.
That's been felt.
Not the Yesh Maxim.
Yeah.
What? So let's go back. I think we spoke about the difference between Midas and Mitzvahs, or I don't remember if we did. But what was the last thing we left off? Do you remember of any chance? We
spoke a little bit about the Midas and the Mitzvahs.
Okay, so let's go back a little bit. I don't remember if we spoke about it, but it's Kedai. It says, Von Beloshinista Ezeder Shev Adam Hakam Loshnecham Zer Mitzakala. So Yitta Adam Leima Kimashamve Vizoy Nam Mechubala Mailon Mashama. So he's doing it to separate the two in order to tell me that a person shouldn't think that the mitzvah kala mitzchamur is part of a derech. The gamza derech of adam sheazor be mitzvah kala mitzchamur shadov is a ena klau ki lemaila lediberak be musa over zeh shayach loy meshiyov loy in musa shayach breira. Kamidas einam b'mitzvahs esei v'loi tzasei. V'shayach b'zeh sheyov v'loi odom midazois. So midas, it's possible a mechus of breira. In the other one, it's not shayach. Avo masha oma, hevizor b'zikalak m'chamura, dova zeh din teir sheyazor b'shnehem. V'lkacha m'kam lo sh'achar sheyachoyzeh l'maylo. So there's an akuda here that he is, it's very, very, in explaining Avodas Hashem, there's a part of the Sasra in Yonim Avodas Hashem. First of all, on the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't leave any room for imagination. That basically runs into a sphere with the Kriyach HaBechira of Adam. Because it's Lamarshall, when you play with kids, you ask them to, you know, if you not play with kids, we're trying to discipline kids, one of the favorite tactics is not, do you want to go to sleep or not? You ask them, which pajama do you want to put on, the green one or the red one? In other words, that's obvious what he's going to do, that he's going to sleep. The question is, we're giving him a little bit of choice in that. In other words, the choice of the mitzvahs, if we're talking about bechira in a very limited way, I can learn Krishna, I can not learn Krishna, I can do a very two mitzvahs. That lechura is being mitzamtzem the kriyach ha'adam of bechira to a very, very limited inyan. It doesn't seem that the innermost kriyach of adam, just like adam. It says can be Bayre Lamas, Adam can create a child, Adam can be Bayne Lamas. L'chur, the Metzias of Bechira should be able to express itself in that Indian as well. In other words, we would expect that a person can choose the world he wishes to create. And that should be the deepest expression of a person. So, how do we juxtapose one against the other? And the answer is, and I think we might have mentioned last time, the Lashon Chazal Somer Chaysav, that the person is the one who puts the drachim down. In the Chelek of Torah, that's called Kishem Shein Tzatat Tzefeim Doimuiz, Kachin Tzefeim Shavuz. What's it, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the Shaila is it Muta Zerasa? You can have Kach V'Kach Deis, Muta Kach Deis, Deis Osa. But there doesn't seem to be room for more than that. You can have different timim, different imukim, but at the end of the day, when a Sanhedrin has to pass for something, I mean, the choices are usually between, you know, chayev potem, muta aser, tamei tahor. Where is that koyach ha'odom where b'chir is not just yes or no, ra or toiv, more than that. The matzav where our whole avoda is to withstand the shyness and not to do bad things came beikah from the chet. Before the chet, Adam pretty much did what was right, and that was his natural instincts, and he was toyev, or it was 50-50, and he was a good guy. So where was he exercising the koyach ha'bechira? At the end of the day, he basically daf happening was as natural as for us, you know, doing bathing or whatever it was. Where was the Ezekiel here? So the Teretz is, Avodas Hashem comes into Halakim. Let's give a marshal in a way that I think it helps us understand it. You call in an architect to plan remodeling of a house. Shadaylam Zakaylam, they're very into remodeling the houses. So you call in an architect and you tell him, listen, use your imagination to the fullest extent. So he could say, let's give a theoretical sentence. He'll say, well, the house is cluttered with a lot of columns that clog up the house and look good. If I can use my imagination, let's imagine that a ceiling can stand on its own, not on columns. It can just float in the air. So it's an extremely exquisite use of imagination, but it's absolutely useless in the context of remodeling a house. It might be good for a movie, but it's not terribly good for remodeling a house. On the other hand, let's say you take somebody who doesn't have an artistic mind, and he's just a technocrat or a computer, he'll just go through all the possibilities. I can move column A to B and replace it with this. I can do this, I can do that. But there's no, there's no sense of imagination. What we call the appropriate tool for this, for our metzias, is we have a chelik of us that's scientific. In other words, we deal with the metzias as it is. Ceilings need to be supported by columns and beams and etc. And then, once we have the bits and pieces, there's almost an endless variety of how we can put it together. The same thing is true, even in the way we formulate certain laws. Let's give an example. Let's take something like psychology. You have different tests, different experiments that produce results. How you string the results together, each and every person has his own mahalach on how to do it. And, you know, you can have groups of scientists clumped together in different ways, in different fashion. Lehavdil, in Gemara, you have the kashas and the sugi, you have the shani and so on and so forth. Different people say different shtikach taira, and they will use the facts in different ways, and sometimes even almost the opposite of Ifanim. One person comes out with one way looking at the other person comes out the opposite. Everyone must fit in the pieces, or at least acknowledge the kashas on the shittas, but after that, he can put the pieces around. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam in the world, he gave him certain mitzvahs. He put him in Gan Eden, and he said, okay, this is the eitz that you can't eat. That's the fact. That's a given. After that, you can make the menu as you wish. You can eat from Eitz Aleph and Eitz Beis and Eitz Gimel and Eitz Achayim, and it's fine. There was one fact there, not to eat. That was the one piece. After he did an Avheira, the Adam became Ratni, became incorporated Ra'an himself in the Tiatara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put a lot more pieces into place and say, not this, not this, not this, yes, this, yes, this, yes, this, and now use your das to create, to put it together. The putting together of nekudos is called a derech. Lamashal, if I have a road going from, I want to go from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, I can say a straight line is a road that goes from one to the other. A second person can say, no, a road that avoids the mountains and is able to go through the valleys, therefore avoiding the laborious mountain climbs and so forth, is the road. And he takes all the points that kind of skirt a mountain and puts it together and gets a road. A third person says, we can go through all the scenic areas or we can touch on some other cities or whatever it is. All those are correct rachim, and all of them have to take into account the facts on the ground, but then there's just an enormous amount of drachim. So a nekuda is a specific, point that's kind of not given to bargaining with, and around it you can go and avodas Hashem work like that. There's a Shulchan Aruch, but a Shulchan Aruch is not a derech. A Shulchan Aruch has facts and pieces, and a person is not an automaton that he just okay, do this, do that. It has to fit together. So how a person uses the pieces in Shulchan Aruch, where he puts the emphasis, which he sees as the ikar, which he sees as a siyua, and which and so on, that belongs to a bigger vision called the derech. When we speak of the different drachim, that's what we're talking about. The difference, I mean, it is of the silliest arguments in the world when people speak of chassidim against misnagdim, chassidim daven on time, misnagdim don't have your shemayim. It's pretty infantile that approach to explain the differences. In other words, machlokesidim and misnagdim is who's the shkatzim. That wasn't the point of it. The point was, how do you put together the whole picture? The goyin, the litvish cheder, was a much bigger emphasis. That haskel v'yadel oisi is the priyachatichim of the avodas Hashem, and all the other things are arrayed around it. The priyachatichim of chassidus was dveikus naKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything else goes around it. Talmud Torah is a siyura for dveikus and so on. It's how do you put the real machlokas was how do you put the picture together, and everything around it was do we say that a person that's teirasim nasei is potter from davening, and to accept that we don't have the darga of teirasim nasei, we must daven and we must daven after shmaya because we won't learn, or is the pshat the davening is lifnei Hashem and that's in avodas adam and Torah gives the person the keys to daven. You can take all the chazals you want and array them in many different ways, and you will come out with different pictures. And it's hard to pick where one is right, one is wrong. The only thing that's wrong is if you ever try to have the ceiling float. If you take a maisa mitzvah and chuck it out because it's inconvenient, that's where you have a problem. To be matchik, there's always choices. In other words, if I were to come to yeshivas and say, Rabbi Sai, yeshivas are supposed to be Yivad Hashem in the best way possible, why don't you come to Sikin? Chazal say that Yeruchem Shemesh and that Lechach, Pumei Yuchad, 101 things are in the Chazanish and the Goyin, everybody down for Sikin. How could you yeshiva not down for Sikin? So the Roshivu Mashkiach, depending if the person asking the Kasha is a big kvir, so he has to give him a teretz, so he will crack and say, you're right, but you know, we realize that it's going to stir the learning, and young bachim can't get up early and learn well. They're just going to fall asleep all over the place, and therefore we must not do it. And that's that. You know, you've got to make some choices. Tikkun Chatzos is a gevaldik inyan, but you can't do Tikkun Chatzos and dam vasikin and be mechabiyah melayla and not nap during the day, and this and that. You can't. So you take the pieces, you make a derech as long as it's passably. As long as it's not being over an aveira, then where you put the emphasis on the chatchila, and when you say tzorech gadol, in America there was a big machlokas, which again it's two separate hashgafas. Rav Henkin Zecharei Vracha was a big place. I don't know if you've heard of him. He was a rav from Russia. He died in 1970. He was Rav Moshe's. He lived very close to Rav Moshe, two blocks down, and he was considered from the Gdola place in America. He's founded as a Torah, which was a stock organization with the Chachamim. He was a tremendous tzaddik and a very, very big paisik. And the major issues, he was very involved in Gittin, Kedushin, and all sorts of things. And then it was Rav Moshe's a contemporary. Rav Moshe was Messiah's day's psakim. Argued on some of them, and some of them he took on his day. So Rav Henkin used to be Eish Lahava every year. He sent a message to Baron Kotler that Laman Hashem, they should not make Kiddush before the Kiyas in Lakewood. The excuse was they finished davening 3:30, and they're going to faint in the middle of Musaf. They're not going to daven Kavana. And Rav Henkin used to say, I understand very well. I have a very great sin, and I do it myself in my minyan. They stop the singing of all the piyutim, and if you have to give me a katzah saying some piyutim, that's also fine. Don't do any singing. Just say with nice Kavana, you'll finish davening at 10:30 in the morning, and on Yom HaDin, you're not going to be over for a Shasif HaShacharach. And was it a first of all, not really. It says if you're weak and you can't. So the question is, how do you make, you know, which one do you prefer, which one don't you prefer? I think I've told you over my, I remember the Mir and Panovich, they had very conflicting ideas about duchening on the Ila. For those of you who've been as Israel, the Ila in Yerushalayim, it's like a rat race. You I mean, it is one of the quickest happenings you've ever seen because they want a chaperayin beras karnim. They can't start before the shemesh is in the Rosh Eitzim. So they have about an hour to get to the end of it, and the Baal Tefillah has to be someone who can daven very quickly. And they rush through it like crazy. I mean, the piyutim are said quicker than Baal Batim daven in the weekdays in a shtibul. And then they do duchning, and then they slow down. So Reb Chatzel Levenstein in Panovich, he was a mayor for 2 years, and they went to Panovich, stopped it. He said, well, I don't know what kind of rushing this is. You're running through it. It's tight meshuga. You'll say it like you're supposed to say it. If the sun will stand in one place, we'll duchen when the time comes. If it's shkias, we all duchen. And we're not mechuyev to daiger. The mirror, my shverzchen and that cheder chasnish. They said, I don't understand something. The piyutim my surface from the tkufis are goyim rishayim. It daher duchening is a mitzvah esi dereisa. So. Can you find the biggest chosim in the mitzvah? That's the reisa with so much shmi v'ani aviv avarchim. And avoid is done in the mikdash, that it's avoid. Piyutim, so you say later, say earlier, say this, but say that, you know. Is there right and wrong? There's no right and wrong. There's no way to bring rias to it. It's a cook on a whole thing and making a decision. The only thing you can't do is be oikar halacha. The day you've been oikar one halacha mifurish, lehedya. Like, if you do a chmeis kirov and you have a place where people do all sorts of things, as long as it's passively within halacha, it's an argument. If you matter to do something that's asr lehedya, that's over. There's a gevaldik avar that I once saw from the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, in Ger, in the Sfasemis' time, they used to daven at 10 o'clock. And 10 o'clock in the morning, Shabbos morning, was davening, and they didn't get up at 10 o'clock, they used to get up at 6 o'clock, they went to the mikveh, they learned through all the medrash for that week, they had tea. It was 2-3 hours of achana for davening. At 10 o'clock, they would start davening. The Imre Marzel became Rebbe. The first week he was Rebbe, he gave a klap. Shachris is 7 o'clock, Zman Krishma. It devastated the chassidim. I mean, people had built their whole life in Avodas Hashem on a certain structure. They were used to it. This was it. And it goes from 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock. He rolls out of bed into davening like a guy. So one of the Zigni chassidim had the courage. He went to the Rebbe and he said, if the Rebbe would only know what kind of gevaldika davening I have when I daven at 10 o'clock, I'm sure the Rebbe would reconsider the takana. So he gave a krechts, and like Ger, as usual, they spoke very laconically. He said, "Tana yulmolei hoyim arvim ba kurtiv shel dvash lo yecholim lamed nei reichay v'lama ein ma'arvin shatayra amra kol soil chol dvash esaktiru." That was what he said. In other words, you're right, but it's a shulchan aruch and it's enforced as if. And Akash Baruch Hu said, "No." So that's the end of it. There was a certain. So the one thing that's not is you can't do it. But other than that, the piece is, the koyach habchira of Adam really is in that derech. In other words, the das Adam takes the koyach habreira and bechira is in taking the pieces that are called chiyuvim and isurim and fitting it together in a oifin that is a derech. And that's why the Mishnah uses the term shiyover Adam. It's the koyach habreira where the person, it's the person's choice that makes it into what it is. Not just simply, is this a mitzvah, you know, it's a prayer, not simply, should I listen to my Tzahara, should I listen to my Tzataif. It's, what is the right thing to do now? So when there's a Shulchan Aruch, the first thing is a Mishtabura, Shulchan Aruch. There's a saying, and the Bresh of a Rebbe once said, you can interpret my Mamorim and Sfarim in any way you like, except for Ketan Shaharach. You can take the pieces and be bur the pieces to feed Daikha. In a certain sense, it really is the big chelik of Avoida. If someone asks you, what's the big chelik of our Avoida? Is it Shaharach or not? The answer is no. The answer is, Hilchah Shabbos is a big chelik of Shaharach with a lot of halachas. But our Shabbos, the whole tzuras of Shabbos, how much do we learn? How much do we put into zmiris? What tone do we use? What oifin? The whole Shabbos is lasis is the Shabbos. We make the Shabbos. So the koyach ha'adam expresses itself in. So when people come along and they say, the Torah is so weighs you down that you can't use. Leaves no room for imagination. It would be like saying physics weighs you down so much that you have no room for imagination building houses and remodeling apartments. Now, Adrabah, once you get past the laws of the Metzir, that's where you have the possibility, an infinite amount. There has not been a lack of creativity in building just because there are laws of physics. So he's saying here that it's a very important, it's an important thing, push it to the hair, the emes, of where we're going and what we're doing. I'll add a piece, I guess, even though it may be a little bit political, but I think it's important. When Rav Shach came out very publicly in an attack against Lubavitch, people quote him as saying that his attack was because they don't sleep in the sukkah. That is absolutely not true. Because somewhere along the line, almost every derech has the places that it kind of is a little bit, comes up short. And there is a tenet, Rambam says, because he is v'ishtay, and the derech beisay, and it's cold in the Senate. It's not, in other words, if it would just be that the blank is a little short on that side, there's no room. I mean, you can find plenty of shortcomings every mahalo. His real problem was that they were justifying in yanim of halacha squarely with the yanim that had nothing to do with halacha. If someone comes along, like the muscle we did about Duchnin, someone says, we have to daven. If Duchnin comes, good, not. So there's no stira to Shavaruch there. Shavaruch says that if you finish Neilah, if you did Ritzei, and it's still day, you Duchnin. But if a person comes along and uses halachas, that you're right, the Shavaruch says, you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. But I have other cheshbonis that trump the Shavaruch head on head. That's where he was furious. That's where he made his point. I mean, the point is not that there's nothing with Lubavitch or Shach. I was trying to explain that the room, when it's a question of stretching the halacha and emphasizing different halakim, those are the different drachim, and that's probably totally, and that's the different brachas that each shevet has. One shevet's bracha is, smach fun v'tzei secha, one is yisachar balecha, and one is, malchus, and one is God, and one is this. Each one has their own picture, but in terms of the kudus, in terms of the specific pieces, that's immutable. Those are halakhot. Any questions?
The Maharal seems to be saying over here, benegiah to midas and musar, this idea. But legabe kiyum hamitzvahs. I mean, surely, lamashal, let's say, the example Rebbe gave between litvish and chassidish with Talmud Torah. What is? I mean, if we do know that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, why would we say but there's another mahalach which is viable and just as good? I mean, why would we not say that legabe mitzvahs? Chazal has told us that this is a richtiger shikol. This is. No, in other words, I understand when it comes to Dachi Musar and Midas that you can make this type of a cheshbon of, which is the right derech. But when it comes to Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and we know, because Chazal have told us, Lehedya, that, Talmud Torah is more chashiv than other Nyanim,
right.
So why would a person why would it be correct for a person to go ahead and be ma'adif a different type of mitzvah when Chazal have told us the Talmud there is more chashev than tefillah, you know, and you can't be mishai, you can't.
There are many Chazal, and there are two roots in there. I mean, in Chazal you have both ways. It came out every Chazal you have Chayeshua versus Chayeolam and this and that. Within the world, as long as you have a reasonable mahalach, then it's fine. You find it all the time in Chazal. You find, this is the Ma'ariv of Torah versus Tefillah. You can build a shulchan both ways. If you ever look at Sfarim, like our Sadiqim Yudel, they'll have each on each midah that sounds as if this is the most important midah. You know, this is the most important midah. That's the most important midah. And it is. And each one, Kol Tam Chosh Enekim Enekim Enochosh is this. There is no real. If something is the head, you can negate what it says, and there's no good justification. You can't build a good case. Other than that, that's really questionable. But as long as there's an Eitzke Chotten Veg of a closing Mahalach, it is. And in Midas, it's come out all that. In Midas,
right. There's
no Shachar of what Kinna is. There's Kinna, and then you have to be able to put the pieces together.
Right. I understand.
I just want to ask if.